This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 154 for Tuesday, May 26, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network. Don't do that. Yeah, I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, that's bad.
I got the date right this week, so.
I know. Good for you. Awesome. This is also known as the Raleigh Penn Show pre-show podcast.
Yeah, I guess technically it's the Triangle Penn Show now. Well, it has been.
I think it always has been.
We but just it's, a new, it it's a new website this year.
Mm-hmm. Not Triangle, sure who's doing it.
TrianglePennShow.com. So check that out. Although the old, if you have a link to the old site is still up.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be confused. TrianglePennShow.com, not TringlePennShow.com like I have written in my notes.
I'll fix that.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Here we are. We're at the store, obviously, and we're here late packing, and we're about...
Actually, we're in good shape. We're in good shape. We've got more packed earlier, if that makes sense. That means tomorrow night when we are here to do the final push, we hopefully won't be here until midnight, and we can actually get a decent night's sleep before getting on the road. That's always a...
Yes. Yeah. And actually, we should mention, some people don't know, we are right here at the Mont Blanc counter. So.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know.
Hello,
actually,
pretty pens.
I'd show that pen right over there, but I can't get it out of the case right now.
Yeah.
Very, very pretty Mont Blanc Douai.
Yeah.
If we had the fountain pen, it would probably not be in the case.
That's a problem.
Because what's the rule? If it's in the case, it's for sale?
Yes. In the case, it's for sale.
Anyway.
So we are leaving Thursday around probably 1, and we'll get to Raleigh in the morning just in time to grab some coffee and set up. But it's a good show. I'm not a big fan of the drive.
It's a longer drive than it does.
It always feels longer than it is.
It feels like a long drive, yeah.
It's a good show. Terry runs a great show. Lots of seminars, lots of things to do. There's an auction.
Do you have a cough there,
I have
honey?
A cough, yeah. You know, I think we're going to be busy that night.
No, yeah, you're going to be busy running the auction.
No, maybe not.
Has Terry talked to you? Are you doing the...
I don't know.
You don't know.
He hasn't talked to me.
He's going
to
hit us up for it. That's the favor for... So this year we actually are going to have... Going to actually have 5 tables this year at the show instead of our normal 4, so we'll be in a little bit different spot, but it's all in the same room. You can't miss us.
Yeah, usually it's LA and Raleigh, are the only 2 shows we don't have our normal 5. A couple people, Terry was playing musical tables, and we ended up with 5, which is awesome. It just means more to bring, less.
Well, you know, I don't think we ever brought any less.
No,
we just figured if we sold something, we would put something else out. So
it's a long drive. Although we don't stay at the show hotel, we stay a little bit away in I think it's a Hilton Garden Inn that we like a great deal.
Yeah, it's a nice hotel. Particularly of interest, they have a nice little outdoor patio.
Yep.
Which after on Fridays now, when is our things? I think on Friday. Okay. Oh, okay.
So we're not going to be able to sit out there.
Well, Saturday?
No, maybe the auction.
Sunday?
We'll be gone. Yeah. Anyway, it has a nice little patio, yummy little appetizers. So those of you keeping track, food was early.
Yeah, food was early.
So log that, Tim.
Yeah, it's a nice, that's a shame. But we at least if we're not going to have the food on the patio, then we have a good excuse. Can we say what we're doing?
We're going to a party at Franklin Christoph.
So I'm totally excited.
Maybe Dan will make us a pen while we're there.
Yeah. I've got an idea. Actually, I do have an idea for another pen.
Awesome. Another Franklin Christoph.
Another Franklin Christoph. It's been brewing in my head for a while, and it's not really brewing. There's not much to brew. It does not hurt. Yeah, I think you know, and we've been talking about it since Baltimore. We've been talking about another Franklin Christoph, and I've got a good idea, and hopefully we'll be picking up some Franklin Christoph 19s that been short on for a while, but yeah, there's gonna be a party there. It's gonna be really exciting. I've never been to a, I don't believe I've ever been to an actual pen manufacturer before. And now they have actually, well, this last, was it last summer, last fall, they upgraded all the machinery. They moved Dan up there and they got more machinery. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a real fun, big party. I don't know. It's a small party. I don't know how many people are going to be there, but it'll be fun. So I'm looking, I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to be exhausted, but
Well, you know, Scott will understand.
Scott will understand. And I'm sure Scott puts on a heck of a shindig. So
he does.
I bet he does.
There you go. Usual cadre of suspects at the show. It should be
Andre. 154 episodes, and I think this is the first time we've used cadre.
All right. Well, how about if I just, you know, instead of like saying hello in a different language, maybe from now on.
I think you should say hello in a different language. You just throw me off. You haven't done that in like 130 episodes.
I got to keep it fresh.
What was the one you did Swahili one time? What was it?
I couldn't tell you. I got to get in touch with, who was it? Paul
Sherwin.
Yep. Of the Tour de France. Speaks Swahili.
He speaks Swahili.
What a crazy thing to know. I bet Ryan knows something cool. Ryan Crusack.
He knows French, I'm sure.
I'll learn something cool. Anyway, Raleigh's a great show. Several seminars. The auction will be great.
There's not much on the website, actually. They started, they meant well, but there's not.
There are a couple seminars. Terry sent out an email on the Zoss list.
Oh, he did? Okay. Okay. Yes. I must have missed that.
Yep. But no, a lot of great people are there. It's small. It's just one ballroom, a little cozy, but well attended. And we get to see a lot of our good friends there. So we're excited. I will confess I'm excited to be home for 2.5 months after that.
Is it 2.5?
Yeah. Until DC. So I don't know. It's pretty this time of year.
Don't think you gotta worry about it. The deer on the road.
We've never hit a deer.
I came as close to this computer as hitting a deer on the way back from Raleigh at about 3 a.m. about 3 years ago.
That was in New Saturn.
You were asleep. It doesn't matter what car it was in. I don't care if it was a truck.
I think that's the last time I slept in the car.
It was the last time you slept in the car.
Anyway, so if you can go, you should go to Raleigh. It's a really good show. Let's see. The public admission is $10 per person. Oh, they do, or 15 per couple.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cool.
Yeah, but you have to hold your hands the entire time for that. You got to wear a special pink band.
I don't think so.
And it's not bad. You know, 10 bucks a person, 15 bucks a couple, you can return on Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, that's, there's a weekend registration package, $45 per couple. You get to the show on Thursday, and then pizza party Thursday, early admission Friday, or missing it. Dessert party Saturday before the auction.
Yep, sure, sure.
Terry gets you all sugared up just before you bid. Mm-hmm. He's a smart man.
And it's like early admission is pretty much double, 20 per person, 30 bucks per couple. Get you in early Friday and early on Saturday and Sunday. So, but that's, you know, those are, if you're looking for vintage pens, that's the.
It's a great show.
It's a good show for vintage, and you want to get the early admission if you can. It's totally worth the extra 10 bucks, especially on Saturday because you don't have to fight with the general public. Let's talk about the auction. Let's take a look at what's in the auction.
Why?
Why? All right, so let me just run through a couple of the pieces that are in the auction to give you kind of an idea of what's going on here.
So if you're there, don't bid on these Brian Lunston. Is that how this works?
No, I don't think that they haven't put everything up yet.
Thank God.
Because certainly the auctions, if this was all that was in the auction, then there would be it'd be over. Yeah, well, it'd be over in like 10 minutes. So we've got a bunch of Watermans. Waterman number 7 with a flexible nib, 0552 set, which is kind of cool. Looks like the Sheraton pattern, which is a real nice pattern. Gold fill, obviously, with the 05. Some chased hard rubber. Early Parkers, Canadian Duofold, looks like a senior Duofold, the Lucky Curve. Some interesting Vacumatics, a LeBouf desk set, a number six desk set with matching trumpet in a marble barrel or a bass. That looks interesting. I wonder how much that's going to fetch. You think that fetches $600-700?
I have no idea. But it's not coming home
with
us.
No, it's not coming home with us. No, it's a sleep.
You heard it here.
Yeah, no.
All right.
That's too modern for me, right? Some Parker VS's, 75 Flighter set. That's kind of neat.
Some cool stuff.
Parker VAC Golden Pearl Standard.
Maybe I should get into Targas.
Well, you know, you could. I think they're boring, actually.
What?
There's a vintage Aurora Verme. Yeah. Look at that. That looks like a Targa. It does.
Let's ask somebody in the chat. Should I get the Aurora that looks like a Targa? That's an idea. Yeah. So, we have auction is Saturday night.
So where is it? Right.
And yes, Carrie, you do see correctly.
That is Ackerman, and yes.
That is Mont Blanc Pink.
That's really hard to do. Mont Blanc Pink right there.
Yep.
And 90th anniversary gray right there. Mm-hmm. So those are just a few of the items in the auction. And it's going to be fun. It's usually...
They're just trying to figure out what ink is behind
us. They're screwing with us. Yeah. Mont Blanc behind me. Aroshizuka behind Lisa.
Yep.
Noodlers over there. Anyway. Usually Terry has about 100 to 120 pieces in the auction. I mean, it's just usually pretty massive, and is usually the case as the week progresses, it becomes difficult to get all the pictures up. So some of it's a little bit of a surprise, and we'll be
ahead.
Some of it'll be a little bit of a surprise, and that can be good. So. Mostly, it looks like mostly modern stuff. So we're not modern, but
none of that's modern.
60s, 70s. I mean, compared to the stuff that I normally collect from the teens and 20s, this is modern. So
Terry does run an excellent auction. He keeps things, doesn't allow too much wasted time, which is nice. Some auctions, you've got 10 or 12 people who want to see each item during the auction, and so you just have this huge lag. And so it's great that Terry keeps things going.
Terry get it done in 2 hours easy usually. Yeah. So which is good. So, but
I feel like we're not giving it enough love. I mean,
it's a great show. It really is. It's a smaller show. It's comfortable. They have the 2 hour happy hour.
Oh yeah.
On Saturday, is it Saturday and Friday?
At the MSC Suites, it's every day.
It's every day.
2 hour happy hour.
We can
have happy hour and then go to the Franklin Christoph party.
We can be happy.
2 hour happy hour and then go to the dessert party.
Okay.
And then the auction.
So, yeah, we'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I think, I don't know, is Pendleton going to be there? Did we hear?
He said
he's not going to come. Yeah, but he would normally be right across from us, I think.
We're going to miss him.
We're going to miss him. But a lot of, like Lisa says, a lot of the usual characters. Brian Cusack should be there, a good friend.
Oh, and probably Brandon.
Probably Brandon.
With the amazing chocolate.
He's got the nice, white lab coat.
The chef Brandon
shirt. Chef coat.
Yeah.
Carl Seidel should be there if you've ever seen this stuff, Pens of Distinction.
He's the one who makes the
razor blades.
The razor handles.
Razor handles, yeah.
That we each have. I've got the Estabrook and you've got the Vacumatic, and they're amazing. So if you are remotely close to the show, stop by. He's got some cool stuff. Shaving brushes and all sorts of other things that he does.
Yeah, he's got, he makes ballpoints out of Vacumatics. Mm-hmm. Did you just say that?
No, I think I said razor blades and shaving brushes.
Sorry, I was watching the chat while you were talking. So, who's grinding? I don't know. Someone will be there. Richard Binder's usually there.
I think so, yep.
Richard, because he's usually right across from us, but we're not going to be in that same spot.
I think Ron Zorn will be there doing repairs. Yep.
Actually, I could look at the sponsor sheet here if I'm going to touch what's who's going to be there. According to the website, Susan.
Exhibitors.
Here we go. That would be helpful.
Ron, Richard. Oh, Jimmy will be there.
Jimmy Dole, of course. Yep, yep.
Martin Ferguson will be there.
Gary Garner. John Colton.
Oh, we love Jerry Colton. Yeah.
Bert Olzer. Bert's going to be there, huh?
Yep. Ryan. Paul Arano will be there.
They're not hitting all of them, of course. There's a lot of people here. Brian and Lisa Anderson, General Penn Sales, they're going to be there.
Presnell, my buddy Presnell.
Actually, if you go on the, there's a picture of you on the website.
That's a bad picture.
if you go on one of the pages, you can see see a picture of Presnell. He's
the
cool.
Nicest man in the world.
I always find
and he's got great pens.
Yeah. Carl Daniel, supposedly. Bill Weekly is usually there. Yep, he'll be there.
And, Deb Kinney will be there doing some.
She'll be doing some knit work. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Deb's good.
Ross McKinney, he's from the area, right? He's from Duke. Mm-hmm. Always has really cool pens.
He's a big Moore collector. So if you're looking for Moore stuff, Ross is the guy. So, but all right, so. That's a real rough, and it's at the Embassy Suites in Cary, 287 off I-40. So if you're in the area, you're within a couple hours. If you're within 6 hours, just go.
It's a good show.
Should we move on real quick and chat on? We got a couple new things in the store that are pretty cool. I wanted to point out.
Okay.
Hand me this first tray over here.
We are getting more Ackerman in this week. It's still slowly trickling in. And it's moving fast. So if you're going to be at the show and you want some, I would order it and choose Pen Show Pickup for checkout.
Yeah. And that applies for anything. So if you want samples or whatever, we don't break the samples in the show. First off the bat, I'm going to point this out right here. You can see this. This actually was supposed to be my pen, but until I actually claim it, it is available for sale.
It is the Stressman.
It is the Pelican M805 Stressman. So it's a beautiful, beautiful pen.
Well, look, Jim got here just in time for that.
Real nice, kind of hard to see. It's dark, kind of a dark video here, but gray stripe barrel, silver trim. Real nice, 18 karat nib. I do have one of these. I do not have it on the site. If this is of interest, just shoot me an email and we can talk. But beautiful, beautiful pen. I love this. This is really great. So that's not up on the site. But the other stuff that we got, apparently we got this huge pack of Faber-Castell. I didn't even know we ordered. Lisa just slips this stuff in and then texts me while I'm at work. Hey.
I just love to torture him.
So you're gonna have to help me out with some of these because I can't remember the different ones. Andoro.
Smoked oak.
Really cool material. Dark wood. So big pen, faceted barrel.
Chunky,
yeah. Yeah, it's a chunky pen. Steel nibs on all these because these are the Fabers. Not the Groff, but
it's a nice pen. I like that it's faceted. It's a little it's not too big. I have a fairly small hand. It's not too
probably
too
you could
big.
Probably use it without the camera.
Yeah. I like I post.
You're a poster?
I'm a poster.
Is it different than a poser? nice pen. And of course these Andoros, they have this cool section here. Which is a little indent in there for your handwriting.
Okay.
And we got a bunch of new ambitions. And if you don't know what the ambition is, I'll start with this one. This is probably the
sand.
This is the sand.
These are a nice slim profile. I like them a lot.
Reasonably tight clip, but they caps and kind of snaps on the end. Nice. Sorry, it's hard to. I'm doing this on laptop, so it's hard to do. But it's a nice length. The same steel nib. And these actually, if you didn't want to post, it's pretty long. Depending on where you hold the pen, it's got a pretty long profile. So we got them in sand, and then a couple of the Op Art series.
I like the aqua.
This one is what, aqua?
Aqua. I like it a lot.
Which is very similar to the saffron. Same pattern, but this is in like a blue-green.
Jonathan was asking if the Andoro is heavy.
I don't, you know, the cap is metal. The wood doesn't necessarily make it very heavy.
I don't consider the barrel to be very heavy. With the cap on, it's definitely a little heavier, but I don't consider it to be very heavy.
So, I like this one. This is the
Black Sand,
which is the same pattern as the Aqua and the Saffron. Nice looking pen. Get the tray over there to slide down.
Oh, more.
We got some more here. We're getting to the good stuff. This one is nice. Now this one's a heavier pen. They're all metal, the stainless steel. It's brushed stainless steel barrel, polished cap, and then polished end of the barrel there.
Justin, the Pelican has a fine nib.
Fine nib, yeah. And
if you want it, send me an email. You can have it.
Nice.
Somebody.
This is a super, super cool pen. I like this. The brush finish doesn't make it, it's not slick. It gives it a little bit of traction on it.
It's fine. You know, I think the op art, like in the aqua here, it's got a tiny bit of, like a matte finish, a tiny bit of texture, not too much.
And this one's maybe, I don't know, maybe one of the more interesting ones. Again, it's hard to see. These are up on a website. You can take a look at them. This is the coconut. And this is a really interesting material. Kind of
warm,
soft.
To the touch.
Yeah, it's a really, really interesting material. It's got nice variation. See if my camera will pick it up. Nice veining. Every piece is different. And we have some of these in rollerballs and both ones and stuff. So ambitions, and then the pen that I've been interested in for a long time now, we finally have. We've had some people ask about it. This cool guy right here, I got to hold it closer. The Emotion Pure Black. This has got kind of like a rubbery texture on the barrel. It's got this, you know, awesome spring clip here. You can just press down on it, put it in your shirt. Love those styles of clip. And black nib. I mean, it's as stealthy a pen as you can get. Really, really neat pen. You know, and we have a rollerball. The ballpoint is actually pretty cool. And then
Jonathan remembers you holding out for the Chicago.
Yeah, I do like the Chicago. I had it once, and I had to sell it. I never inked it up, but I had it once, or maybe I had it twice. I know I had it at least once.
So we could sell the Stresemann and find you a Chicago.
Oh,
I'm sure somebody in the chat is going to send an email about that Stresemann so that you can get your Chicago.
No.
Well, now that we have my Primavera, we can start to look for a Chicago.
So we're gonna get into the pen swapping business.
Yes, that works for me.
All right, what is this one? This is the Emotion in
Black Pearwood.
Black Pearwood. So this is another wood version. But with a chrome cap and a chrome end on the bottom, your standard steel nib. It's not plated like the Pure Black is. Pretty cool pen. These, you know, they post well, and they're a little bit heavier on the back end, but the balance is pretty good. Actually, this one seems to be a little bit lighter than the Pearwood does. Is that Pearwood, did you say it was? Not Pearwood, but
Black.
Yeah, so this one seems to be a little bit.
I think David's going to take that out for me.
So anyway, cool stuff. New up on the site, Emotion, Ambition, and Andoro, and more stuff coming from what I understand. So
maybe.
So all by Faber-Castell.
Yep.
You mean maybe.
Just saying. I don't know. You know, I send off these emails and I order and then I move on and then it just shows up. It's like a surprise. It's like Christmas all the time.
So.
Just like when Visconti shows up. I have no idea.
I just order stuff we sell. That's all I do. You notice I did not order some of the new stuff.
Yep.
So.
I know.
Emotion Post Deep. Oh, we got one there. So, twist.
Twist.
Yeah, it posts, you know, it posts compared to this one here. So here's the regular version. or in a regular version, but unpost it here. Bring that over here. Post that. I want to make a comparison.
Post so, that pen. There you go. Post that pen.
So it's actually, if you can see my, it's a hair longer posted than it is capped. So. So I would say it posts sufficiently deep.
Yeah.
It's and when it and seriously when it posts on there, that thing is not coming off. So. Anyway. All right. What are you doing? Put that away.
I'm just playing with the stress move.
You're stressing me out.
And then what happens when we come back?
Anything exciting? You tell me. You're in charge of entertainment.
I think we should have a party at the store.
A party at the store, okay. What do you want to do? What do you want to have a party?
We should have
for?
A birthday party at the store.
A birthday party at the store for Lisa's birthday.
For Brian's birthday.
In July.
In June.
In July 29th. Yep. Maybe.
No.
Maybe it's a big one.
Ow.
It would be the first birthday party at the store. It would be big occasion.
Yeah.
We could combine it with a clearance sale.
There you go. What else is new in the store? We've still got bunches of things on sale. We've just added new stuff to the clearance table, put more things on the website, and
some new ballpoints and rollerballs and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's about it.
Monteverde Vista, kind of a cool little pen, some stylish pens and stuff. So. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much just getting ready for the show. Kids have been busy, so we've been just trying to do some things at the house. I do want to get some opinions from the people in the chat, and those of you who listen or watch later on. We bought a tree over the weekend, and it's a Japanese maple, and it's gorgeous. It's this deep burgundy color, and Brian thinks it's closer to Sailor Okuyama ink color, and I think it's closer to Pilot Yamabuto. So you put Okuyama and Yamabuto together. No. Brian wants to call it Oki.
Oki.
I think we should call it Yama. And just bring the two together. So I'm looking for a name opinion.
I like Okuyama because I like Sailor better than Pilot. I like Pilot, don't get me wrong. I have one in my pocket. Whoops. I have one in my pocket. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I pulled out the German pen instead.
Anyway. So we're just looking for name help. I think it should be Yama. You combine Okuyama and Yamabuto. So there you go.
I like Oki. It's
Oki.
Oki. Okay.
Just saying.
All right. Anyway.
Anyway, enough. We're getting silly. But
so there it is. See us at the show. Come on down and over or up or whatever direction you are, and we'll be there. And 2-hour happy hour starts at 5.
6. I don't know.
6. Sometime.
Good show.
Or whatever.
You should go.
So, all right, and we will be back next week Tuesday at 8:00, barring any other
travel drama,
which we hope there is none.
All the raccoons should be safe. Tim, thank you for thinking of it.
Mama. Thanks, Jim.
I don't know. I feel like we're rambling on, and I'm sorry for that, folks. But not a whole lot going on. Just getting ready for the show. Memorial Day was just here, and so we took some time off. We were open for a little while, and then took some time off. Afterward,
it's a nice folks visit up from Madison, and
yeah, we had a good time.
All right, there it is. Anything else you want to shout out to some people?
I have a shout out to Crystal, okay, who called today. And
Crystal.
Yep. So we had a great chat. She was really sweet. And so big hugs to Crystal.
And I spoke with Eddie G today. So I want to congratulate Eddie G on his success in the Las Vegas. I'm sure I'm going to get this wrong. I apologize. The Las Vegas dart tournament that he was in. Eddie, you're a winner. You're a winner. So.
It's so cool that he does that.
Someday I want to knock a couple back, and I want to play darts with Eddie. That would be fun.
He's going to wipe the floor.
I know. I would like to blindfold him or something.
You know, I would love to watch a professional dart player throw darts. I've never seen anybody professionally do that. I think it would be cool.
So wait, isn't he going to come? No, he's not going to.
No.
DC. We'll see you in DC.
There you go. Anyway.
Anyway, there we are. That's our shout outs real quick this week.
We've got a pack.
We got one more thing I just got to remember. Paper blanks, paper planner giveaway.
Yes.
Don't forget to send in your entries. You can see everything you need to see at blog.andersonpens.com. And we're giving away two paper blanks planners. And those planners have dates from July 1st through December, July 1st, 2015 through December 31st, 2016.
Correct.
Nice, the small mini size. Perfect for throwing in your backpack or your briefcase or whatever. One week per two pages per spread. I may actually get one. We'll see.
Cool.
Nice. All I can do is mail in, and I'll give you the address in a second, and tell us why you want to win it. So we have two of them to give away. So that's it.
That's it.
That's it. All right. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens. 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog where you can find the information on the paper blanks planner giveaway, say that 10 times fast, blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Check out the social media for updates, new products, or events in the store. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We will see you in Raleigh. And for those of you who aren't going, we'll see you next week, Tuesday.
Bye.
Good night.